We're rolling. Not only are we rolling, but we're back. We're back on bonding.
Camera's right there.
I got a little short head here.
Oh, we're both?
We got a camera here, and then Joey, where is Joe? Is there a camera on Joey? Oh, yeah, we got a camera on Joey. All right.
Is that a personal cam for, is that for you?
That one is just going right to my mom.
Our mom.
Our mother.
Legal custody. I got him. I'm back, baby.
Back. We're back.
Am I in frame?
You're in frame.
Am I in it?
Yeah.
Am I here?
She's there. Rick's saying, yeah, you're here. Tori's been a figment this whole time. I knew it was too good to be true. We're back. Thank you for tuning into Bonding. We've been out for a couple of weeks. I've been on the road. Tori's been in rehab. Mm-hmm. And now we're back. Tori celebrating a year and some change of sobriety. Yeah. And we have a fantastic guest. Not only, I think this is the most times anybody's been on a podcast. Joey holds the record for being on Bonding more than anyone else.
Just a second?
Yeah, I'm like Justin Timberlake with SNL, you know?
Yeah.
I have the record of musical guest appearances.
Boom, boom, boom. Hey,
it's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May. My name's JT.
Well, this is my second time. This is my second time with you, but I went on the OG Bonding.
Oh, right.
Back when like you would like come to my apartment like last minute.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, we're hanging out. Goes, no, I'm having a podcast now, talking the mic, see? And I'm like, okay, man.
I used to be a 40s reporter.
I was there during that time. I was second.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you both came back on setting. Around that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that was the same week. Two in 1 week. And now I've got
you
both
guys
here.
Black out too? How about that? I blacked out. You were fine.
You got drunk and blacked out a podcast. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first time we recorded an episode together, I don't think we blacked out when we were recording, but afterwards we blacked out.
The end was blurry.
Because we were drinking wine in the middle of the day called Fit Vine.
That sounds like something like a fitness model would like push in her Instagram.
It was, yeah.
Get drunk with me.
Fit Vine never took off.
It's part of the Kendall Jenner
ugly
tushy collection.
I think that's why it was bad.
You know they have those bars? Have you seen these in the city where like you work out and then you can have a drink after?
Oh yeah, like grip boxing.
Oh my god, it's so gross.
I blacked out.
Who would want to?
I really did.
Who would want to?
I got communion, blacked out. I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you want to drink when you're in your gym clothes and all funky? You just smell like old underwear.
They like push balance, but it's like way too much of the workout and then way too much of the drinking. And they literally hand you a shot when you're done.
They keep you coming back. Yeah.
Oh, if there's cucumber in it, then it's good.
Then it's fine.
Right? That's what I said to myself when I took it, and I took eight more.
Is it kind of like how Planet Fitness does the free bagels pizza? And
apparently
pizza?
Apparently, this went away, but
the bagels is somehow still worse for you than that getting blackout drunk.
I got blackout
drunk for the first time in a long time. I think I got roofied on Saturday night.
That's what everyone
Tell
says
me
when they
the
black
story.
Out.
What happened?
No, I actually...
They always say I got roofied.
Wait, I've been alive for 27 years.
Like,
I've been
drank 40 beers.
No, because I only had four or five drinks.
That's a lot of drinks.
What?
Five what? Martinis?
No, four beers in one shot.
All right, yeah, you were roofied.
So this is what happened.
Tori knows.
So I work at the museum. So I work at the Museum of Sex now. And it's a part-time job.
What is your role there?
He's the fluffer.
I basically greet people when they go into different exhibits.
Like,
but
hey,
one of the exhibits that I watch a lot is the glory hole exhibit, which is insane.
What's the glory hole exhibit?
So it's basically like being like in a bathroom stall that's like whack-a-mole style, but instead of moles coming out, it's dildos Dicks. Coming out.
Oh, okay.
And like you like pull on them, and like it's a kind of funny take Instagram pictures. I'm pulling these glory hole dicks.
How many people touch those dicks? That's something.
Well, I was telling Troy that
about
like,
as many that have touched
Joey. I was telling Troy that part of my job is I have to get like sanitized wipes. I have to sand, and I'm just stroking.
Jack them off.
I'm just jacking off these dicks. I'm double fisted, and I'm like,
guys, can you start it up again? I missed a couple up top. Just the ladder. Okay, all right, play it up. All right, here
but
we go.
But the thing is, the funniest thing.
When you're doing that mid thing, you're like, where did I go wrong?
No, it's wow. I can't believe this is my life. I get paid to do this. I would have done it for free.
I know. I enjoy the job.
Who needs wipes when you have a tongue?
But the craziest shit though. Like this Lithuanian girl came in and like she barely understood English. I was like, I was trying to explain the
You're
exhibit
like,
to
you,
her.
Me, this?
I was trying to explain the exhibit to her, and she was like not understanding it. And then she finally sees like the dick come out of the thing. She goes, oh, she hits on her knees and goes like suck on it. I'm like, no, do not suck on it.
Wow.
But I was like, can I watch? It was kind of
hot. Started filming and put it on your TikTok.
Oh, we're not allowed to film. My boss would like kill me. But
plus, her dad was there and everything. He was probably having
Dude,
a really
family
hard
sometimes
time.
Go to the museum of sex. I'm like, this is not the place for you guys.
That's a good way to do it.
sorry. Oh, go
roofied
ahead.
About me getting roofied.
Yeah. I wouldn't really want to go with with my family to the Museum of Sex if I were a parent and I had kids and I hadn't given them the sex talk yet. I'm bringing them to the Museum of Sex to be like, all right, son, this is everything. Deep this end. Is it. Yeah, I'm showing you all because the Museum of Sex, A, is educational. There's a lot of cool stuff up there. There's a booby trampoline.
Yeah, and I got you the pin. Show the pin.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even get the
show. Show the pin. Joey, we had the Magic Wand Company.
Yeah, give the backstory.
They came to like, do like a sponsor a new thing they're selling, and they had special pins for May the 4th.
Aww. He gave me this Princess Leia May the 4th wand.
It's a lightsaber coming out of a magic wand.
Yeah.
Why? It's not sexual, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's a vibrator. That's a magic wand.
Oh, it looks like a...
I know.
Wow, it's been a long time for you, even for you, hasn't it?
Looks like a lightsaber.
Tori's so celibate, she doesn't even know how to celebrate it.
The point is, it's a lightsaber coming out of a dildo.
Yeah, it's a lightsaber coming out of a dildo.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, vibrator. I don't know if there's a difference.
Of a wand.
So this is how I got...
It's about $40 difference, buddy.
So this is how I got roofied, I think. There was this like group of girls all night long being like, it's her birthday and you're so cute. You got to come drinking with us after the whole time. But I was like, these bitches, well, I'm not going to hang out with these sluts, you know? And then one
they
thing
like sluts or what? Oh, gave it away. What gave it away?
Trust me. I have a sixth sense for that.
That's just Joey's normal word for women. Sluts. Sluts or slits.
Yeah, exactly. Rough. So you're either a family member or you're a slut, you know?
Yeah, he's on the board of the Susan B. Anthony Fund.
So anyway, Tori, your family, so you check out.
Thank you.
So
quiet, slut!
So anyways, they come up to me, and I'm literally being like, I can. My manager, in the middle of me talking to these girls, comes over to me and goes, Joey, by the way, I just cut you for the day, so you're good to go. I'm like, fuck, not now.
Who will sanitize the dildos?
And these girls are like, you don't have to work anymore. I guess you're coming out with us. So I go out for one drink. But the thing is, next thing I know, I'm all banged up. I'm like doing 3-4 beers with them. They want to go to this club next door to this bar we were at. So we go to this club.
What bar were you at?
I am. If it's, young people should.
Yeah.
It was a
How
bar
old
that,
were they?
It was a bar that you, it was a club that
12.
Used to, it was a bar near NYU. When I was going to NYU, it used to be called the 13.
13 Steps?
No. This is a club. It was called like
13-year-olds only.
No, it was just called Club 13. It was called Club 13.
Because and then
it was on 13th Street. It was on 13th Street.
Okay.
And but it's like now like a different club now. And
it's a school.
They were like 22, 23. They were like younger than me.
It always was a school.
But the thing is, this guy or the bartender was like, birthday shots. We got you a free round of shots. The birthday girl didn't want the shot, so I drink my shot. I go to drink her shot, and then like another friend was like,
"Oh, so you took two shots and you had four beers."
Yeah, all right. So I took two shots.
Someone's math.
And then like ten minutes after taking the shot, I felt all dizzy and weird, and I was like, "Oh my god, I think I'm sick. I'm gonna leave." And they're like, "Don't leave," but I left anyways. I don't remember what happened. Next thing I know, I wake up the next day.
No,
I'm fully clothed. And I saw my jacket on. I got my clothes, shoes on. Face down on my bed, lights on. But I don't know. I don't remember leaving the club. I remember walking out the club. I don't remember physically leaving.
That's terrifying.
I don't remember getting home.
That's almost worse than waking up naked.
Do you have any receipts of a taxi, an Uber?
No, I checked my credit card and my text.
You
I wasn't
walked?
Drunk. I wasn't drunk texting.
He made money. He had $1,200 he can't account for.
It was like 10, 15 blocks away from my apartment, so I could have walked. I probably would have walked.
Did you ask your doorman, hey, any footage?
I asked my doorman, but like I was so embarrassed. I'm like,
what if you're like, hey, you don't fuck?
I know. They're doormen, Jerry.
There was only one evidence that I was like that I was active in that time period. Cause I looked at my phone, I was like, no text, no calls. That's unlike me. Let me check Hinge. Sure enough, there's a girl on Hinge who I'm like, hey, come over. I'll get you an Uber. And she's like, can we go on a date tomorrow? I'm not like, I don't want to hang out at 3
a.m. No, I just
want
to fuck.
And I was like,
I'm
like,
fully clothed and horny.
And I was like, no, we can just watch a movie. Like literally, I'm like blackout drunk trying to text this girl to come over. And I'm like, oh my God, Joey.
I'm just glad you were able to like function enough to.
No, my texts were like, there was all spelling errors and grammar mistakes.
Are you nervous about this? Go ahead.
I've never seen Joey fucked up. We've been friends for 7 years. And that 7 years time, never been drunk around him. I think
we've been blackout together, but you don't remember.
Yeah. When we first started hanging out with each other, there was a lot of drinking, a lot of aluminum Budweiser,
a lot of stealing beers from a lot comedy of stealing club beers. That Roger Schmord way.
Yeah, a lot of
So you did blackout. You have.
In my life, yeah.
But he hasn't drank that's in a
why,
long time.
That's why this was weird, because I own up to my blackouts. You know, right. I love talking about my blackouts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. He's proud of him. This he would was do horrible as a woman.
This was different.
Damn. That's scary. Yeah.
What do you attribute that to now? You're saying roofied? Did you get your blood tested?
I should I get my Rufalin. Rufalin.
This was last weekend.
You keep saying Rufalin. What's Rufalin? Should I go and get tested?
I think it's a little. It's probably out of your system now.
It's definitely out of my system. I took a lot of shit since then.
Speaking of roofies, you're going to Florida.
Yes,
a place the three of us have been to. Where in Florida are you going to?
I am going to Tampa Bay, Tampa. The same place I went with you guys for Coastal Creative.
Right, we went to St. Petersburg. You're going to
Tampa and St. Petersburg. I'm going to be around both areas.
You're going to go to the Gimmick. Shout out to Gimmick.
Yeah,
the
Gimmick. I'm going to be doing some stuff at the Gimmick. I'm going to be doing some stuff at the Sunshine City Comedy Club. But more importantly, I'm there for a specific reason. I'm doing my solo show for the Tampa Fringe Festival. I'm doing exciting. Three nights.
Wow.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday from May 12th through May 14th. Tickets still available. Not a lot of tickets, but still tickets available.
Are you doing stand-up or a story or what?
So my solo show is basically potty training. It's the show about how I broke my penis when I was 14 years old. Right. I've been doing it for years now. But Tampa was like, come and do our Fringe Festival. So I'm going down there doing, I think it's called the Cage Theater, where sounds like I'm a wrestler.
I was just going to say that's where Spider-Man got his $300.
Yeah.
I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
If I'm lucky, I'll make less than $300.
Yeah. No, that's a good night. That the last Florida trip we went on, I think, has been my favorite road gig this year.
It was
so
special.
Far.
It was very special.
I didn't say that.
It was the start of your tour.
Favorite. It was okay.
Right, that was the
special.
Was it the start of your tour?
I loved it.
Technically, yeah.
I loved it. What was the highlight of the trip for you?
When
the homeless guy,
you and Joey got into a fight about doxing our location at the hotel room. That was my favorite part.
Was that a fight? That wasn't a fight.
I think it was a one-sided fight. I didn't even think you realized what happened. Okay. I know what happened because I'm third party and I can
break it down for the people.
So
I thought I was just being funny.
It's
yeah.
funny. I mean, the whole thing is very funny.
It's funny because,
but in my mind, I was dead for 4 hours. Like, or no.
It's a great story in implosion and compassion on Tori's behalf, because the problem was I posted our hotel number first, our door number that we were in. I started it, not realizing it. You almost did.
And then we almost all got finished.
Yeah, there was, I mean,
I love getting finished off.
I posted the hotel number and then I pointed it out on Instagram. I was like, oh, I think I just doxed myself. Ha 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 ha. And then Joey he went out by the pool and posted a story saying, I'm just going to do some writing now by this hotel in the Holiday Inn in St. Petersburg.
That's not the story I posted.
Should I jump into the pool?
Yeah, I was like, will I get like an STD if I jump in the pool?
Of this Holiday Inn in St. Petersburg. And now if you follow me and you follow Joey,
well,
you just have two more pieces in the puzzle.
It was a full on, if you click the location, it was our exact.
You see Joey by the pool going.
Is that what that does? I just thought like it says the location.
No, if
you
tap
it and can see where it is.
It's your exact address.
And then I guess Tori was upset that
I didn't realize that. I just thought it just said Holiday Inn.
You tap it and it's there.
Yeah.
And I've never tapped. I've never done the tap.
I've never tapped. I've only dropped. I've never tapped.
If you tap, it's the address.
Okay, I didn't know that. I just thought
I was being neurotic.
I just thought it's
reasonably neurotic.
Like if I go to a Red Sox game and I tag Fenway Park, if you click the Fenway Park, it'll give like the location.
It opens up to a map.
It will show up to David Ortiz's house, and that's how he got shot.
That's a great story.
That's what happened.
You don't fuck around with drug dealers' wives, man.
Yeah. Well, didn't they shoot the wrong guy?
No, I thought he was banging like a drug dealer's wife, and the drug dealer got a guy to shoot him.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that could have been it. I'm not a sports guy. But anyway, you guys fought, and then you got upset, and then just like folded on yourself, and then 10 minutes later, you're like, he probably doesn't know what he's doing. Let me go apologize.
Yeah,
is that pretty much what happened?
Pretty much. I went for a walk. I went for an anger walk. I said, I don't really like that that's out there. I go, you reposted Troy's story, so there's the number, and then there's our location. And then you're like, I don't really have any followers.
Nobody knows about me.
And I was like, yeah, but Troy
you're gonna lose followers by having me out.
Jesus had 12 followers, and he still got
his
taken out.
His followers will click to everything, to the ends of the earth. So I was like, okay, that we could get a real creeper here. And then I went on a walk, an anger walk, came back, was like, whatever, what are the chances of me actually dying? And then all of us.
And then she came back to the hotel and we were both dead.
And then I said, I'm fine. And you were like, okay, I'm not going to delete the story. And I was like, no worries. And then we hugged and the rest is history.
I thought I apologized too.
You apologized for not deleting it, I think. You were like, yeah, I'm not going to delete it and I'm sorry, but I'm just not going to delete it.
Oh, so a non-apology.
I was getting so much engagement
I'm
on it.
I'm sorry you got offended. That's a great apology.
Yeah, well, Tori, I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you right now, I love you. I'm sorry for ever offending you. Aww. I hope to never offend you again.
It's really and, sweet to touch hands.
I'd love to touch hands. With your beautiful nails that I love so much, which doesn't make me gay. For noticing, because these are beautiful nails.
The louder you say it, the more it makes you gay. It does not make me gay that I noticed her blue nails and how I would imagine they would look on my hands.
They look sapphire blue. Are they sapphire?
They are, yeah. That's a dark, deep
blue.
Cobalt,
but yeah.
Cobalt, that's the one I use. Cobalt. That's a good word to say. Cobalt.
By the way, I've been listening to some bonding recently. I'm trying to get in like the
trying to get in the bonding Troy headspace.
Yeah. I'm trying to get in there.
Yeah.
And both of you are simultaneously Timon and Pumbaa at the same, like you guys switch off which one's Timon and which one's Pumbaa, because like Tori will be like, yeah, I actually really like that song.
Well, my dad's calling me. Let me see. Oh no, here we go. Hey, what's up? We're recording the podcast right now.
I just want you to answer a question for me.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Okay. How many times in all the years did you take karate and went to a tournament did either you or your brothers have all of your stuff ready for the tournament?
In the 17 years I did karate, I would say maybe one time I had all my stuff.
You guys heard him, right?
One time?
Yes, one time.
Oh, yes. He's a bad influence.
Yeah, that's why I walk with a funny limp now. The amount of beatings I got as a kid for not having boots.
Was he like in the middle of a karate class? I heard Tyler's in the background.
I hope so. It was either that or he was human trafficking. Just a picture of New York. Yeah.
So back to Tori and you.
Yeah, sorry. First of all, I just want to say I'm sorry for answering the call. My dad calls, I always have this thought in my head of
someone's dead.
My mom's dead, or like my brother's dead, or something happened.
My father's gay.
He's calling me to tell me, son, I love cock and balls. But no, he called me the one time I didn't answer when he called, I was at Greenwich at like 1:30 in the morning and he called 6 or 7 times.
No service down
there. And then I answered the phone and I was like, hey, dad, I did what we just did. I had him on speakerphone and I was like, hey, dad, you're on speaker. I'm on stage. And he was like, take me off speaker. And I was
that
like,
weekend was wild.
What'd you do? And he was like, your grandfather just died. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll call you back later. And then some woman palmed me $50 after that spot.
And I've been calling you, telling you that your grandma's dead ever since.
Joey gets 10% of every death.
Yeah.
Sorry for the interruption. Sorry, listeners, but dad calls.
What point was it? I don't remember the point I was making. Oh, Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh, yeah.
Because like Tori will be like, I love this song. And Tori will be like, I never heard of that song. And then 5 minutes later, you're like, you know what song I love? And it's the song you just mentioned. And then you'll do it to each other later. Like you guys are Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah. No, that I plucked Tori out to be co-host when I brought this podcast back because she's such a great partner to have to riff with, because she'll either yes and or be like, no, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know what that means. Can you explain it? And then I'll spend 5 minutes of the joke explaining the joke. And she'll be like, oh, I still don't get it. I'm like, okay, next topic of discussion.
Wow, I sound invaluable.
No, you are extremely invaluable to this podcast.
But I think it makes you relatable to all the blondes that listen.
Yeah. I've done maybe one episode without you in the entire time that we've done this podcast. I've only done one. And that was the week where
you did by yourself, right?
Yeah. And it was only because we were on a consistent flow. And I wanted to get a good one out, but I've since broken that flow several times. So it doesn't really matter.
Flowing. Well, I'm glad that you guys are. Are you guys back on the same schedule now? The same on the
relative
cycle. Same cycle. Same cycle.
Same cycle.
I was trying to make a period.
Our coochies got Bluetooth and they're synced up.
Who's the alpha cycle?
I am. I'm the alpha period, and Tori is the omega.
What's funny is that I haven't had a period in a year, so maybe I've synced to you.
Me
either. I'm now a man.
You gave me your period.
I love that about you. I think that's why we get along so well.
I'm just
out here drinking.
My body's like, you know what? We're over this.
What is a woman?
You're a man.
Not
now.
Tori.
Have you gone over all the Tampa stories on this podcast? Because I think about that homeless man every day of my life.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. I don't think I
told
that story.
It's pretty good.
I forgot about that. Yeah, we were at the... I was... Because Tori and Joey, the first night we were in Florida... everyone needs a little bit of adjustment period when they get to a new space. And Tori fell asleep. It was me, Tori, and Joey in one hotel.
I was watching
room.
Adult Swim. I was stoned out of my mind.
Not even. You were snoring. And you snore like four times a year. And this was one of the times you snored. Like, I mean, and it was bad. Like somebody, a really weak guy trying to struggle a strangle a pig. That's what it sounded like when you snored. And then Tori was up and I was up watching TV and you were snoring. And I was like, I got to get out of this room. I'm not helping to this environment at all. So I smoked a joint and I went to 7-Eleven. I got some food or whatever, real gourmet stuff from 7-Eleven.
Taquitos?
And yeah, that's the only
that's
thing.
The only thing you get at 7-Eleven.
I got taquitos and pizza that's been there since the Reagan administration. And this homeless
Nancy
guy.
Nancy was a good lady.
Nancy was there. Oh, Nancy gave the best blowjobs. Oh, let me tell you, that throat growth is here and she's here to stay. You know, the White House hired a White House astrologer after Reagan got shot. Because Nancy Reagan really believed in astrology and all that stuff. And she was like, oh, Ronnie, if we just followed the charts, you wouldn't have him given that speech on an Aquarius moon and you wouldn't have been shot.
Like a green-haired bitch from Brooklyn is in the White House right now telling people about... Like,
I don't think as much now, but during the Reagan years, they were...
Well,
that was like an advisor. They had an astrologer, somebody there being like, Mr. President, don't go to war with them. They are Capricorns.
I am very sensitive towards astrology people.
Why?
Because I definitely told you the story before. Like, I was like 21 or 22. I was feeling myself. I was at a club or a bar. You know, this hot girl was making out with me. I was like, oh, this is going to be the
She's
best night of my
out
life.
With you. You weren't making out with her.
We were making out together. Like, we were together. It was,
she was making out. I was making out. We were making out together.
And she literally goes, I have to say goodbye to my friends and then let's get out of here. And then she goes, but what's your sign? And I go, oh, I'm a Leo. And she goes, oh, okay, cool. She goes to her friends. I don't see her for like an hour, you know. Then I see her like again at some point. I'm like, hey, what's good? How's your friends doing? You know, because she's been gone for an hour. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't. Like, I don't do well with Leos. And then like stormed out. And I'm
that's
like,
that's a great excuse.
Oh, you think that's all it was?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Or that's the best excuse she can come up with in an hour. I don't know. I guess we'll just do Leos. I can't tell him my vagina fell out in the bathroom. We'll just say I don't do Leos.
So all right, that makes me feel better then.
Yeah.
I'd rather you not like me for who I am than cock block me because of the year I was born. Or the month I was born.
I have a hard time believing that the thing stopping you from finding your soulmate is the month you were born in. Yeah. Or day,
so my personality, I can fix my personality.
It's just your personality.
But I can't fix the month I was
you
born.
Can't fix that.
Oh my God. Tori, you just had this is the best. I had a breakthrough right now.
This is why we love having you on the show. You help people see things that they wouldn't
happy
see otherwise. Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad you're here. Yeah. God damn it.
Okay. So new stance. I don't hate astrology people. I hate women who can't think of good excuses to end a conversation.
That's
yes.
That's a legit reason.
What's a good way? How do you get out of a conversation with a guy you don't want to talk to? Tori, as
I'm gonna
a woman.
Go now.
Oh, you just say that?
I'm going to go now.
Yeah.
I'm a little autistic with men, so I'm just kind of like, this is how it is.
Just with men?
And in general.
No, she is crushing puss every day of the week. Tori is the scissor queen.
Yeah.
They call her Office Max. The amount of scissoring she's doing.
Is this joke? Is there a joke yet about, you don't remember Crazy Scissors?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like a fun.
I used to always wonder what my finger would look like if I cut it off with Crazy Scissors. I used to wonder, like, would it be crazy? I know, but I would just think, like, you can cut it.
All I'm saying is there has to be a lesbian joke involving Crazy Scissors, right?
You know what? You should write that joke.
Get me ChatGPT. Come on, ChatGPT.
Oh.
Hey.
I just remember, like, the zigzag one.
The zigzag.
Yeah. Was there, like, and then there was the.
When you wanted to write a ransom note and let him know you were a silly little guy.
I'm a silly little guy.
Silly scissors. Those were hard, though, because you had to line up, right? You know? It had to be, like, perfect.
Yeah.
That's hard for kids.
I mean, they're rolling back child labor laws now, so kids are going to have a lot less time to play with crazy scissors and more time in the mill. They're getting rid of so many child labor laws. That's why they're getting rid of all these abortion laws. We were talking to that Uber driver in Phoenix about
it. Yeah.
Right? We're having a conversation about they're getting rid of all these abortion laws, or they're imposing all these abortion laws because they want to. We're fucked, right? Like, I mean, capitalism is crumbling.
I don't really care about talking about like political shit, abortion shit. I just love that Uber driver sold us weed.
She did.
Just comes in here, goes, none of that.
That
no,
was
no,
great.
No,
I know.
Yeah.
Because
we were in Phoenix.
I'm still gonna tell that story.
We were in Phoenix.
Let this ADD finish.
We were in Phoenix.
I'm not listening to a word he's saying right now. I'm just bookmarking so I could keep talking. Go ahead, finish your story.
We were in Phoenix. We were talking to this we were talking all political shit with this Uber driver, the one that Troy was just referencing. Uh-huh. Yeah. She was a very cool lady. We're having a great time. And she kept on being like, Troy and I were talking about weed, and she was like, well, if you want, there's a lot of legal weed stores. We can stop at a legal weed store. We can stop at a legal weed store. We can stop at a legal weed store. We can stop at a legal weed store.
And then I just go,
instead of stopping, can we buy weed from you? And she was like, I thought you never asked. She just pulled out some weed.
And I couldn't get none of my apps were working. None of my electronic payment apps were working.
This is the life of Troy Bond, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
It was such a pain in the ass. And
he was on PayPal, StubHub, Venmo.
Joey could have helped, but didn't.
No cash?
I helped. I paid for half. I was the one with the cash. I was like, I have the cash this time.
No, I didn't have any cash on me. I don't my But it was good. It was a good trip out there. And she was making the point that they're getting rid of.
There we go.
They're imposing these abortion laws because everybody's realizing now post-COVID that they don't have to work a job that they hate. And they can just quit. And now it's creating this hole of jobs that require quote unquote low skilled labor, and like nobody wants to work those. Right. Yeah. That's a job you need. You have to go to NYU for 3 years to do that.
I went to NYU for 2.5 years. Thank you very much.
Yes. I don't know how you got this job then. There's all these low level, entry level, and like grueling jobs that nobody wants to take.
You don't
and
see
those
are
jobs that
anymore.
People who are not since the 1500s. but all these people who would take those jobs are people who are in poverty. So how do we get more people to be born in poverty? Make them have a baby that they don't want to have, and they'll spend their whole lives being poor. And then by the time they're 16, they'll start working at Amazon and do that for the whole rest of their life and never go to college. That's why they're repealing these child labor laws now, so they can get kids working earlier, so we can just be capitalist pigs in the society that we are.
Kurt Cobain really had an effect on
Thank
you, didn't
he? Thank you for putting a bow on that.
You're welcome.
Troy Bond, the Kurt Cobain of comedy, ladies and gentlemen.
How does that relate to Kurt Cobain?
Because he was like, he would always talk about capitalism's evil. The kids who listen to my music are going to die because of capitalism, blah, blah, blah.
That is true.
Yeah.
I used to have four brothers.
And last time I talked to you, you were telling me about Kurt Cobain and something like that.
Because I was reading that book when we were in Phoenix about capitalist realism.
There we go. Capitalism, realism.
And what are you reading now?
Ayn Rand's, The Fountainhead.
It's better than the Batman stuff you're typically reading.
Well, that's why I'm reading it, because the guy who writes a lot of that stuff, the guy who drew Spider-Man and created all these characters, his name is Steve Ditko, and he is a big fan of Ayn Rand stuff. And I was reading a book about him, and I was like, The Fountainhead.
That sounds like a villain in Batman.
The Fountainhead. He always has to pee.
Yeah, I can just hear Batman right now.
Guys, I want to fight. I just got to go to the bathroom real quick. Sorry.
I hear him right now. Fountainhead. I should have known.
I think Radiohead. Like, I just think of like an indie band type vibe.
I see you, Radiohead.
Yeah, that's where my mind goes. But
partnering with Fish and
you could not pick more. You just picked three completely opposite bands.
I liked it though.
I don't know anything that's not the 80s.
See him try to do that, and I know how much you love Fish. Do you like Fish, right? You're a big Fish.
I like Fish. I like Fish.
Jack Johnson.
I love wearing a Jack Johnson shirt right now.
Aww. See, I'm more of a John Jackson.
I always got a little Jack Johnson. Wait, can I tell my favorite Jack Johnson story now? Because it involves you'll love this. This is a story that I could see this happening to Troy.
No, was not an answer.
Come on.
No, I said no.
You'll love this. So,
do another story.
Talib Kweli and
next.
And Mos Def, they were in Black Star. And they
who is this? Say it again. I'm sorry.
Talib Kweli.
Yes, from
Just
to Get By, Just to Get By. Good job. You know that one.
Yeah, and Mos Def. Like,
yeah.
And Mos Def.
We go through episodes two, like Attack of the Clones.
And Mos Def, made a rap group called Gangstar. Mm-hmm. Oh no, Black Star. Jesus Christ.
Right.
Gangstar is a different group. Yeah. They made a rap group called Black Star, and their album was called Jack Johnson, based on the famous black boxer.
Right.
Wow.
And so the tour was called the Jack Johnson tour, but Jack Johnson was a brand new like he was doing like coffee shops and like small clubs, you know, and his tour is just called the Jack Johnson tour because that's his name, you know.
Right.
And so
Troy Bond
and he gets booked at this big theater in Detroit, and he goes, what the fuck is happening in Detroit? Why are they booking me? But he goes, fuck it, I'll take the it's a best payday I've ever had.
Yeah.
So he sells out the palace in fucking Detroit.
Oh,
and like he was doing coffee shops, okay? So he shows up, still confused about why he's even there, shows up, it's all black people, just like going, woo, 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 woo. And he steps out stage, and right before he's like, you guys, who are you guys here to see?
No way.
And I don't know why I could see something like that happen to Troy one day.
He do the show?
So he basically said, I just talked to the booker, everyone will get refunded like 75% of the money, but I'm still gonna do the show.
And did they stay?
He said, like, some people left, but he said a lot of people were like, fuck it, we'll support you. And they fucking heard him sing about banana pancakes for an hour.
Which is what they were going to hear if they went to a Mos Def and Talib show anyway. That's basically what those guys rap about.
Yeah, yeah. I liked that.
I love that story.
I haven't had anything like that happen similarly, but I'm waiting for the day where I get booked at a show and it's just like it's all like a Portuguese tour group or something. And like, they don't speak English. A bunch of Russians,
they don't laugh.
Isn't that every night at Broadway Comedy Club?
That is pretty much every night at Broadway.
You're built for that.
That was, there's definitely gigs I've been to. And I'm like, man, if I didn't spend years in the basement of Broadway, I would not have been able to get through this.
A lot of reps in there. A
lot of reps. Even like, last night I was with Andrew Schultz. He asked me to come and do a spot on his show at New York Comedy Club. And like that, Schultz means a lot to me just in the sense of when I was coming up and doing stand-up around like 2015, 2016, once I started posting it on social media, he was really the only guy who was taking advantage of the app in its like sophomore year of videos. Like, he was posting stand-up on Instagram at a time where it wasn't really a video-centric app. There were videos on Instagram, but it wasn't what it is now with Reels and everything else. And he was like the blueprint. Like, everything he did in terms of what your videos should look like, what your captions should look like, what material you should post versus what crowd work you should post, became like my North Star. And from just like a logistical point of view, I'm not even getting into the genius of his performance, but when I was watching him last night, he does this great thing where he,
how much time you do
about between like 45 to an hour.
Oh, he was like doing a full
he's working on a special. Eagle Wit, Mark
Gagnon,
he's great, and another guy, I can't think of,
he's a Florida boy.
You guys all did 15 or something?
I think we all did 10.
Okay.
But Andrew does this incredible thing where, and I didn't realize it till after we were talking, but like, he works out his hour in like 15 minute chunks. Cause like, I'm watching him and I immediately feel like shit because of how great he is, which like, I love. That's always very inspiring.
Though. You like do crowd work.
Material, yeah. I mean, it's different. Like, it's so interesting. Like, when I do 10 minutes on someone else's show, like on Andrew's show, or like last week I did Tim Dillon's show at The Stand. And every time I do those shows, I feel like my first year in comedy, where like, I'm just like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm here to do
comedy in front of like comedians that you respect and admire.
Yeah.
Because then like whatever, like identity crisis you're having, whatever, like, what's the word I'm looking for? The fraud. What's the thing I'm talking about?
Imposter syndrome
that you're having is going to like kick into full blast and be like, you're not supposed to be here. You suck.
And
it's like, it's like, I don't know why. Cause it happens to us all the time. And it's like, but we're good at what we do.
All the time. Fucking be confident. That's the thing. Like, 2 minutes into the set.
And they're not even watching your set probably.
No, I mean, he watched a lot of it last night, but also didn't have to. But like 1 minute in, I'd say even like 30 seconds in, I'm like, oh, I'm fine. But I'd say 90% of the time before I go on stage, I'm having these thoughts of like, and whether it's an hour on the road or 20 minutes at Broadway or 10 minutes for Schultz, right before I go on stage, I'm always having this thought of like, oh, I don't know how to do this. What am I doing this for? These people are going to see right through me. You think these words put together are going to make people laugh? And watching him last night, I haven't watched someone else do an hour in a really long time, especially someone I look up to. And I was so inspired just by watching an artist paint. And I haven't got to see that in a really long time. And it was, I had no point to this riff. I just wanted to name drop.
Well, I was going to give you,
Well,
I just wanted to chime in and give you a credit to yourself for coming into those positions and not being like, I'm here to do my fucking spot. Like, imagine if you rolled in with that attitude. So I feel like you're playing it right by going in being like,
you're doing everything right,
not like, let me wipe your ass, but a little bit like quiet. Like, if you came in not quiet in that setting, you'd look kind of like an asshole.
Yeah, I always find it really cringy when, and look, there's a lot of things you have to do to move up in this business, right? You have to hang.
Suck a lot of dicks.
You got to suck a lot of dick.
Clean a lot.
You got to clean a lot of dildos.
Clean a lot of dildos.
And Tori has sucked not a single dick.
You reminded me of a great story I want to tell you after this.
Tell me. That was it. I was just talking about the things you have to do to like that are hacky and suck, but have to do them.
So you were talking about how you felt like you don't know what you're doing. I recently had a moment where I was on stage and I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing.
Sucking
and,
a dick.
And it was a shout out to
it's
my,
a lot harder when the roles are reversed.
Right.
Shout out to my boy Ching Bing. You know about Ching Bing.
I know Ching Bing.
What?
We gotta bleep Ching, that out.
She was like, you could say those words. That's his name.
It's his name. It's a guy's
name. His name is Ching Bing. Got he's it. A white guy.
No. He's I think he's Puerto Rican. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So Ching Bing, he's like a weed
His mother is Puerto Rican and his father was a racist.
I get a little tight.
Yeah.
So he's like a weed influencer, dude.
Sweating.
He also used to be the doorman of a building I used to work at too.
Oh, God, stop talking.
No, I used to live at Ching Bing. So, anyways, he throws these big weed events, and like he has rappers come out. He has like girls like do like twerk shit, like strippers type stuff. And for some reason, he always wants me to come and do stand up comedy. Mm. And like literally, I've had like hour long conversations with him. Like, do not have me come. This is stupid. No one wants me there. And he's like, no, I'll give you $200. $200. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll come, you know? And so I this
the
was
price
like
price tag on your forehead.
Never say no without an answer.
So I mean it's a 5-minute spot. It's like $300 for a 5-minute spot, no
yeah.
problem.
No, that's great.
So anyway,
you just said five and then you said three.
What?
$300 for a 5-minute spot.
Sorry, yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm dyslexic.
Tori, I'm sorry. But,
even her ears are dyslexic. It's so bad. The doctors say it's the worst case of mental retardation they've seen.
This is the Timon and Pumbaa syndrome we're talking about.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
You guys don't listen, and then you repeat.
She was. I'll tell you what Tori's been listening to. The train whistles going off in her head for the last 5 minutes. I saw it. There was nothing behind those eyes. I knocked on the door and it was vacant.
I like that she's like trying to cancel me.
That's weird.
Simultaneously.
I know.
That was weird.
She only hears names that sound racist.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that. I'm so sorry.
Finally, an apology from me.
I know.
Finally.
It was from the person who initially.
Go on your walk. Go on the anger walk. I need an anger walk.
Go get your twinkle toes out of here. Go take a stomp on St. Pete.
So I'm running for the 3 minutes.
So anyways, I show up to this event and I swear to God, it's this like big event. All these rappers are there rapping. There's so much smoke that I'm getting high. I have not smoked a joint at all. I'm just getting high from being in this
place.
Yeah,
contact high.
And anyways, like every soda beer there is like weed infused. So I'm like not even eating a drink because I don't want to get too high.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you want, they had Coca-Cola weed infused. I don't even know how that's possible.
Funny.
So anyways, this rapper's on stage. He's killing it. Then they fucking have this guy come on, like these strippers like handcuff him, I guess. And like people have to like fucking like I don't know, like play trivia to get him on. Like it was the weirdest shit I've ever seen. It was like sexual and funny, but weird. I don't know. I don't understand this weed culture gimmick.
The only thing that gets me out of this cuffs is if I finish.
So anyways, it's like the weirdest shit ever. This girl's on stage twerking. And while this girl's on stage twerking, Ching Bing goes and grabs a mic without telling me I'm coming on now. Goes, by the way, in the middle of all this madness, I'm going to have a comedian come on. Joey, get up here. And literally, they have to stop.
He didn't even give you an intro. He's like, Joey, get the fuck up here.
So get up here, bitch. They don't even stop.
Dance, monkey, dance.
They don't even stop. They barely stop the music. So they're blasting rap music the whole time. I come up. The second I get on stage, the rap music ends. And so as I'm on stage, I'm seeing sea of people just look sad. Like,
yeah.
Who turned the music off? What the fuck? The girl twerking just like.
And then you're like. Tap, tap.
And you just start beatboxing.
So I get on stage and I'm like, I literally just like trying to do like my comedy muscle. I'm like, make some noise if you're smoking weed tonight. You know, I'm just trying to get like the crowd happy for like a second. No one's happy at all. I'm like, I did like the hacky thing. I was like, who knew there was gonna be a comedy show tonight? Everyone like one guy like rude. I don't even know
who the fuck is this guy.
I don't know what I'm saying.
There's nothing worse than going to do comedy when people aren't in the mood for comedy.
No, it's
at a
awful.
Place not for comedy.
And then Ching Bing, who the guy running this show, just yells, "Do a joke." I'm like, all right, well, the guy wants. Like, I'm just trying to like, do crowd like control at this point, not even crowd work, crowd control. So, but he's like yelling to do a joke. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'm
like, you guys ever hear the story about the 500 people who put their guns down? Got a really funny ending, and the person involved doesn't get shot.
That's how it felt. So I just start doing like my jokes and whatnot, and they just don't understand. And then Ching Bing gets on stage in front of all these people, go, "Hey man, I think we have to cut you off." And I'm like, "Thank you. That's what I've been saying the whole time."
Like, do I still get my $400?
Come on. But then they fed me like a lot of food, and it was chill. But here's the funniest part. Here's the funniest part.
Was it weed infused?
You know that famous like Spanish
weed hot dog.
He's talking
I forget his name. You know like, the famous Spanish comedian with the puppet?
Famous Spanish comedian with the puppet.
Like, is it like Little Frankie or something?
Oh, yeah. I've seen his stuff on Instagram.
Jose Hands?
He has a lot. He has like Troy followers. I don't know.
He used to hang around George Diaz.
Back in the day. I think it was the same motherfucker.
They would do the Latino laughter show.
He has like an HBO Latino special.
Yeah.
So anyways, he comes up to me and goes, bro, I'm supposed to perform soon. Should I go? And I'm like, you're a better comedian than me. It's up to you. I don't know
what's good for you. You'll take that puppet and get the fuck out of here.
And then he goes, yeah, I'm going to leave. And then he left. And so then like Chingman's like, look, you made him leave. I'm like, I didn't make him leave.
I didn't. Yeah, that's there's no worse place to perform than at a place where you're getting paid a lot of money to perform in a place that's not designed for comedy. Like they have this weird thought. I've done gigs like that before where you get down there and there'll be like a boxing match and then like a dunk tank and then a singer. And then they'll put a comedian on at the end and be like, and he'll make things funny and tie it all up. Be like, no, you just expose people to a Alabama talent show. They have no fucking idea what to be synced up with right now. And then I'm going to go on stage in a suit and be like, you guys ever notice this about pugs?
Yeah, like
it's the worst feeling ever. But I mean, the thing that helps is the money.
I did a corporate gig once where I followed a like guy with like the kit, same type of stroke that what's his name had, Rocky, Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
where like he like gets on, he goes, he like just survived having a stroke. And he goes, I survived the stroke. And it's like a very motivational speech, but like sad, like everyone's like crying,
not funny.
And then they go, and now we have a comedian. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
And I'm like, what's up, guys? I just gave this dude a stroke.
But that crowd was great. I think they needed a laugh at that point because they just heard
trauma and comedy do go together.
But twerking and comedy does not.
Twerking and comedy do not go well. No. Like I didn't even
Cat
really
Williams
like
to pull off twerking.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. These bitches got pink eye and they got Cat Williams drinking milk out the bowl.
I don't even like coming on stage to music.
Really?
I don't. I feel like it amps up the talking. And every time, I'm not going to tell them not to play a song, but like. It just feels like I'm hyping it up.
Oh, because you're like, I love this song. And then you're like, shut the fuck up.
Well, like, I try not to make it like a big, like, rap song or like what I would want to come out to. I'll just like have him play like Billie Jean, some soft pop.
You stick with your Michael Jackson.
You're not going to do the Donna Rollins thing? Have you seen that?
No, what did he do?
He always comes out to a song that has the N-word featured heavily in it. And then he like goes to the crowd to get people to sing along. And then he gets them, like the DJ always stops the song right when he gives it to a white person. So they'll say the N-word. And you have to look it up.
That's good timing. That's so fucking funny.
That's good.
I've seen him do it live a few times and like it's incredible.
What have you come on stage to? I feel like we've had a couple
Mac
of
Mac Miller usually or Big Pimpin'.
By Jay-Z? Really? Yeah. That's what I came up to in Kansas City.
Really?
Big Pimpin'.
I typically do Big
That's one of my favorites, yeah.
I probably do like Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that's a good... Yeah, you did that in Phoenix. That was a good one. Must be some kind of way out of here.
Said the Joker.
To the thief.
Said the Joker. To the thief. Joker man dancing the night again.
Wait, give me the Joker doing that song. That's hilarious.
Yeah, just a watchtower.
Yeah, that's what I'm good for. Damn it.
Hey, Batman.
There's gotta be some way out.
What was your favorite show?
I do that to Troy every time we hang out. I'm like, do that voice.
And then do it.
We're on acid.
It's great.
I'm his laugh track. He's my.
It is. I'm the jester. The favorite show I've done this year?
Why not this year? I was gonna say the tour that I didn't. You know, we weren't there for
You just didn't go to two shows so far.
Tori's all sour.
Tori's been to way less shows than you have so far, and I've known him way longer.
Favorite show of the year. I know we said Florida was your favorite.
Florida was really good. I also just like the weather and being with you guys was nice too. And it was like the coldest week in New York that week,
we escaped it. We got
the hell out of there. Joey super baked on an edible, and then we got on a plane.
The Homer Simpson donut.
The Homer donut.
Dude, I was all right. So that's a funny thing. I was like bumping into people I know in this fucking airport.
You never know what you're getting into with edibles, and I have to stop giving them to people because I did that to you. I got you fucked up. Speaking of roofies, I guess like technically, I mean, I didn't roofie her, but like I gave Maggie an edible, and I didn't think she was gonna take it right then and there. Mm-hmm. And
how many milligrams was it?
I don't know. They say like 50, but there's way more than 50 in it. Because yeah, I know it's Rufalin.
Poisoned Maggie.
I gave her one, and then she was working the 11 o'clock show at Broadway, and then like I gave her, I must have given it to her around like 10:45, and an hour later, I was just like, oh, Maggie's going. And then an hour later, I was like,
you fed your dog wrong.
Like, the manager comes out. The manager comes up to you. Why has Maggie been on stage for 45 minutes?
No, what was fucked up is she was serving. That's and tough. She was so high. I didn't know she was going to take it right there. I was trying to give her something
say,
nice.
Hey, cut this in eights?
No, I didn't even know how strong it was. I mean, I knew how strong it was, but my tolerance is much higher than hers is. And I've been taking them all week, so it was way lower.
You and I'll never forget.
It was not. I mean, it was. I felt like I was high, which doesn't happen often when you smoke as much as I do.
So there was a waitress at Broadway Comedy Club that Troy and I used to hang out with. And, she
Dreads?
Like, yeah.
And Dreads? So,
yeah,
I don't want to say her name, but
and
she had
so anyways, like I remember like one time she like came up to me and like she was like, I'm on Molly and some shrooms and I'm about to take some acid. And I was like, oh, cool. She goes, yeah, I'm working the 9 p.m. and the 11 p.m. show, so it's gonna be a lot of fun tonight. And I was like, are you okay? Yeah. Like she goes, I do shit like this all the time. Like, I actually am a better waitress when I do that. The next day, the manager comes up to me and goes, yeah, we fired her. I'm like, oh, really? I'm shocked.
The next day? Yeah. That's so funny.
But like she was so, the way she was talking
I
in that
forgot
moment,
about that.
The way she was talking in that moment, she was like, I felt stupid for like at questioning. I was like, I guess I'm an idiot. I guess you're supposed to be on Molly to do fucking waiting, I guess. Because the way she responded, she was like, this is how I do it every time.
I feel like you could do it on a good amount of
cocaine
uppers, yeah, like
yeah, Adderall,
coke,
cocaine,
Adderall, maybe meth. A little meth, yeah, but like love you can't do acid or an edible or well, maybe it depends
and
on
definitely
what
definitely not Molly.
Is.
You can't listen
you
on
can't
Molly.
Do
no listening.
You cannot listen on Molly, and you're just gonna be rolling, and your mouth is gonna be doing the weird Molly thing the whole time, and it's just not good. Like you said her name, and I just got a wash of like thinking. That's when I started doing blow again, and like I could like do a gram and then just be good for the rest of the night. Like the coke wasn't even that good. I think it was mostly baking soda. Yeah, the Pride Parade was fun.
Troy and I, we like led the Pride Parade one year.
Yeah,
like one of the floats needed a that it was the ABBA. It was the Mamma Mia on Broadway.
Mamma Mia for NBC.
They had their own float.
Yeah,
and Eric was like each float, like each float needs like a person walking in front of it as to like lead it, I guess. So he hired me and Troy, and me and Troy were just walking down and be like,
we had a
like,
great
like,
time.
Dancing
were you
queen.
On Molly?
No. We were probably on pills though.
Okay.
It was 11 a.m. and we were like blackout.
11 a.m. to like 5 p.m. We marched from, I think like 14th and 8th, and then we lapped all the way back around and somehow got up to like 42nd and 5th. And then
I remember is I had a spot at Broadway that night. And so did you. And we split up after the parade. So
No. We went to Eric's after. Remember, we had the barbecue. We went to Target and got some shit.
No, that was 4th of July.
No, we did it a week later because of what I was doing at the Pride Parade. It was me, you, Poppy, Jess, or no, Poppy didn't come because she was still down at the duplex. It was before she died, obviously.
All right.
We went to Eric's house. And then the week later, we did 4th of July. Me, you, Lori.
What wild times.
You said her name, and all I could think about is that year, that first year we started hanging out, the year we met each other, and you look at it now. Now
it's
you're
a marathon.
Doing, you were doing the same thing that you're doing now in terms of like bringing your show on
dildos.
The road and cleaning dildos, but now he's getting paid for it. That's why I'm so happy for what he's doing.
If you're in Tampa, please come out to potty training or
bring a dildo.
But I think
to Joey's show to Tampa.
But Tampa's calling it the Broken Penis Story. That's what it's the same show.
Why did they change your
show?
So
the show's called Potty Training, but some theaters change it to the Broken Penis Story because they think it sells better.
Clickbait.
Dumber people in Florida, you know. Oh, no, I love people in Florida. You guys are great. Come to the Broken Penis Story. It's part of the Tampa Fringe Festival. I'm going to be there for a whole week, and you guys will love it.
I'm so upset that I don't get to watch you interact with Florida people, because the last time we were in St. Pete, I was just watching the video that you took during the meet and greet that you both were taking, because people line up after shows to take pictures with me, and Joey and Tori. I just burped into the mic. Sorry, Rick. I really tried not
As
to.
As you said my name. That was
I did a Rick Sanchez. Torian, Joey, we're taking pictures and video. And I was just listening to the dynamic between you two. But I remember you. What sticks
Troy?
Out to me. What? But what Joey's so great about is like.
I know
he came up
want.
To me. Because there was that woman who was in the Catwoman costume. Yeah. And Joey came up to me before she came up to me and he was like, yeah, she just keeps saying, I'm ready. I don't know what that means, but I just want you to know that. And then I loved watching you interact with Florida people. Because
they're my favorite people.
Yeah.
If you're in Florida, I love you. If you're in Tampa, you're my favorite.
If you're in Tampa, you really should go see Joey. If you listen to this and you're in St. Pete, Tampa's not too far from St. Pete.
I'm doing this Sunshine Comedy Club on Saturday.
And where's that?
That's in St. Pete.
In St. Pete. Good. Oh, cool.
They don't have to travel at all.
I'm trying to get back down there later this year because I just love it. I just love going down there. And
so nice.
Yeah, no, that'll be good. You're doing Broken Penis Story. You're doing.
And I'm doing a bunch of stand-up spots around town.
Yeah. And what else you want to plug before we get the hell out of here?
Plugs.
You know what? Yeah, I got nothing else to plug except for if you're in New York, the Bad Trip 2-year anniversary show will be on June 3rd. So yeah, those are my two things.
Come on down. We'll clean off your dildos.
Yes, we can.
Free of charge.
It's good to be back. Thanks for sticking with us through the break.
Yes, it's great to be back. Thank you for allowing us inside of your ears. We have road dates. When you hear this, it'll be the Boston weekend. This will come out tomorrow. We're going to be in Boston this weekend. And then next week we'll be in Chicago. Then I'm going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina. Then
Boise.
Later this month, Boise and baby. Salt Lake City.
Wise Guys Comedy Club.
Until then, RIP. We didn't even talk about Jerry Springer today.
Oh, my God.
We were both on Judge Jerry together. All right,
that's
Jerry.
Another episode.
Next part episode, we'll talk about soon. Jerry. But Joey sued me on Jerry Springer. And
you rat bastard.
It was he a nice guy?
The best. Aww. The best. He was such a sweet guy.
He said.
Joey stepped on his foot when we were backstage. And
he
didn't realize
called me
it was
stupid
him.
So many times.
So many times. I think they. And he still called a lot in the part that made it to air.
I know.
Those are just the times that they cut
it
out.
Longer, right?
It was
longer, right?
We did. It was about like 40 minutes. And Fix was there too. You know, we forget that Fix was there. Fix is great.
Hey, and Fix was there too, though.
And he was there too. R.I.P. Jerry Springer. Go see Joey's show in Tampa and buy pictures of Tori's feet on
May 12th through 14th, baby.
May 12th through 14th.
We'll see you next week when we're recording.
Social media
again.
At the Joey Rinaldi. We'll record this weekend in Boston. I'm bringing the mics up. Me, you, and Maggie will record an episode, and we'll detail the edible story.
I like that.
Until then, be kind, rewind, never trust a big butt and a smile.